In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sixth day of the month of January, the Synaxarion, for the Holy Theophany of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. When he returned from exile in Egypt, our Lord Jesus Christ took up his abode in Nazareth of Galilee with his most pure mother and Joseph the carpenter, with whom he worked. After his supposed father's death, Jesus continued working as a carpenter, supporting himself and his mother by his own labor and providing us an example of diligent toil. He concealed his wisdom and the might of his divinity, neither revealing himself as the Son of God and the great high priest come down from heaven, nor preaching, since it was forbidden for anyone younger than 30 to assume the responsibilities of teacher or priest. Then the time came for his divine manifestation to Israel. And as the Gospel says, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, instructing him to baptize the repentant and revealing how he would recognize the Messiah sent by God to the world. Of this the Baptist testified, "He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit." Obedient to the word of God, John went about the valley of the Jordan preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Long before, the prophet Isaiah had written of the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, and make straight in the desert a way for our God." Now his words were fulfilled. The inhabitants of Judea and Jerusalem went to John and were baptized in the river, confessing their sins. Christ the Lord also came from Galilee to be baptized, just after John had announced to the people, "There cometh one mightier than me, after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Although he is the source of all purity and holiness, and was born of the Immaculate and Most Pure Virgin Mary, and is without fault of any kind, Christ chose to take upon himself the iniquity of the whole world. By descending into the water of baptism, he purified us, and also the very nature of water, making it capable of cleansing not only our bodies, but our souls as well. He came to John so that the prophet, seeing the Holy Spirit descend and hearing the voice of the Father sound on high, might serve as a faithful witness. At first John did not wish to baptize Jesus, as the scripture relates. John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" Being under the curse of disobedience conveyed from Adam to the entire human race, he begged baptism for himself. But the Lord reassured him, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." By righteousness, St. John Chrysostom understands God's commandments, as though Jesus had said, "It is fitting that I should fulfill the commandments regarding baptism, since I have carried out all of the others." It was God who ordained the baptism of John, as John makes clear, "He that sent me to baptize with water, the same spake unto me. The word of God came unto John, it is written, and it was God who sent John to baptize." Jesus was baptized at 30, because man at that age has been prey to all of the passions, as Chrysostom and Theophylact teach. First comes childhood, a time of ignorance and foolishness, then youth, when carnal passions burn fiercely. Finally, at 30, man is fully an adult, according to Chrysostom, and inclined to vainglory, anger, indignation, and every offense. Christ the Lord waited until he reached this age to be baptized, fulfilling the law and sanctifying our nature at every stage of life, granting us victory over base inclinations and protecting us from mortal trespasses. The Lord, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. It is said that St. John would immerse to the neck every person who came to be baptized, holding him thus until he had confessed all of his transgressions. Only after this was the penitent released and allowed to leave the water. Christ, however, knew no sin, so John did not detain him in the river. This is why the Gospel says that Christ went up straightway out of the water. As the Lord emerged from the Jordan, the heavens opened above him. Light more brilliant than lightning flashed, and the Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. Once in the days of Noah, a dove heralded the recession of the waters. Now the Spirit, in the form of a dove, announced the turning back of the flood of sin. The Holy Spirit is the fount of purity, an abyss of love for mankind, the teacher of meekness and the source of peace, who maintains a distance from those who sully themselves with the filth of transgressions. Therefore he deigned to appear in the form of a dove, because his bird is clean, friendly to man, gentle, never becomes angry, and avoids everything foul. at the descent of the Holy Spirit, a voice could be heard coming from heaven and saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Unto him be glory and dominion forever. Amen." The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.